Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Crosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for June 29th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Wow, we're breaking down hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Americans doing good things. The Roundtable promotes the coalition. Yeah, join a new Utah-based statewide coalition called the Constitution Coalition, if you will. StandStrongForTheConstitution.com is their website. StandStrongForTheConstitution.com. They got a booth at the Freedom Festival going on all weekend long. See how you can get involved today, would you please? Now, in addition to that, I've been telling you for literally several years now that the new media is indeed taking center stage. I've been telling you that unless we get control of the media, we will never restore the republic. Americans just simply can't get the news they need. They simply can't understand what's happening. They can't understand what needs to be done to restore the republic because the education is not there, because the solutions are not available, because the deception is everywhere. And so he who owns the media makes the rules. We discovered that literally 25 years ago. We've been working tirelessly ever since to insert ourselves into the new media. And we've done a lot with very, very, very little. And we ask for your help. But the new media is indeed taking center stage. Kurt has more proof than we've seen thus far. Kurt?
Yeah, it's a pretty interesting piece. Now, you know, you find a headline that kind of leads you there from Drudge that basically says, it says, hey, thank you. He says, thanks a billion. Drudge report pops to number two media traffic, passes Google News, CNN, Fox, New York Times, Wash Post, Huff, Buzz, more. Anyway, so when you go there to the place that it takes you to, it's something called SimilarWeb.com. And I guess what they do is they basically track the number of hits. I don't know if these are like unique hits or whatever, but they're, you know, hits to these different websites. Then they list this top 100 group. And I was interested. They say that the new ones who've moved into the top 100 are the Onion.com, Vogue.com, and let's see, there's a couple of others, EU.com, Independent.co.uk. On the other hand, there's ones that left the top 100, SI.com, Health.com, BostonGlobe.com, and TheBlaze.com. I found that interesting. In a big long list of the top ones that you can see there, the only one ahead of Drudge, according to what I'm seeing, is MSN.com, and they were at number one for both months. They're, it looks like, according to the numbers, they're 1810.3, where the Drudge Report is 1256.2. So there's still a little ways for them to go to get up and beat the guys at the MSN.com. You know, you'd think it should be the MSM, you know, .com, you know, mainstream media. But on the list, Sam, as you go down through there, some of the interesting parts, at least for me, were that, like, for example, you got the DailyMail.co.uk at number 19. Forbes is in there at number 17. A local one to us, shows up in there as number 42. That's KSL.com. I just found that interesting. They're just a little ahead of LATimes.com that shows up at 43. anyway, just I didn't see InfoWars on there that I thought I would see. And like it said, the Blaze.com had fallen from the top 100. But, you know, the thing that Drudge does is it leads you to these other sites. And so it's a powerful media source, isn't it?
Yeah, so Drudge says, thanks a billion. Drudge Report, pops to number two, beating out all kinds of organizations. CNN, Fox, everybody and their dog. Who's number one, Kurt?
MSN.com. And it says
and
there
that's Microsoft, by the way. And let me just give you a little hint on the insider manipulation that makes that happen. Now, understand something very right. clear. DrudgeReport.com is an independent, small organization ran by a guy, an upstart in the news, didn't have a gazillion dollars, he just had a knack for computers and a knack for news, and he put it all together, and he had some relationships, and voila, it all happened. And, you know, there might be some more behind-the-scenes insider trading there than we know, but here's the point. That against all these huge startups. Now, understand that Microsoft has been around forever, and they use their computer control insider trading. Kurt, when you buy a Microsoft computer, or when you MSN instantly becomes your search engine, instantly becomes your. Now, I know you'd say, "No, Sam, that's Bling now, or what's that thing called?"
Bing.
Bing. Sorry, Bing. Yeah, and yeah. And it's well, yes and no. Understand that this has been kind of an evolution, right? MSN yeah. took over what AOL. They merged Hotmail. They merged all these services together. When you buy a computer, a lot of this stuff is by default for you. And when you mm-hmm. and so all I'm saying is when you start to grab a property and use a property and then buy a property and then take over technology from another group and this and that, Microsoft has a very sordid past of stealing technology and controlling. They got literally sued over their web browser, controlling everything and everybody. They got sued over stealing all kinds of people's technology in the past. When you put all that together, they, by hook and by crook, became top. Drudge did it without all that. And so you got these two narratives going side by side. You got the Kingman, as you would put it, Kurt, and the insider trading track with government backing. And then you've got the independents like us. And I'm telling you, what's fascinating is you've got those two scenarios, literally number one and number two right now in the news media. If that's not the new media taking center stage, I don't know what is. It is absolutely tremendous. Now, I wish Drudge would work with us more. I wish Drudge with his millions and millions and millions of dollars would help us a little bit more. But I'm not sour grapes. I think he's doing a great job, and we support the efforts of Drudge. They provide a lot of news. They may not be as constitutional or as conservative as we are, but we consider them friendly media because they're willing to tell the story. Whereas the MSNBC people, I don't really see friendly at all, Kurt. In fact, I see them peddling more hostile news than just about anybody else. Now, Donald Trump sees this. In fact, in one of his latest press conferences, he allowed the Breitbart reporter to get the first question in, signaling to the new media that they're taking center stage, signaling to the old gatekeepers in the yesteryear press that they're not center stage anymore. And so things are changing and changing fast, Kurt. The sad part is it's going to be a money game to decide who stays as a player and who doesn't. And guys like us without any money are probably going to fall way behind quickly, unfortunately. Any follow-up
it's
on that?
It's very, I don't know what else to say except that it's interesting to see, like you said, I remember when we started this whole, adventure in the media, if you will, when we began to buy time on local radio stations, and then we found out, hey, we could just, spend that same money and buy our own station. This is, 25-something years ago. It's amazing to me to see what has happened over that time. And just like you said, the internet was going to be big and, people are going to use it for lots of things. And now, where I said, all those times. Oh man, you know, you got to get, you know, local radio stations and that kind of thing. And yet now, you know, people can literally with their little telephone dial a number and be able to listen to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah, 712-432-5339 gets that done. 712-432-5339. Turn any radio, or any phone, I should say, into a radio anytime 24/7. Also, buy your $50 Amazon Dot. And then when you get it, just say, hey, Alexa, play Liberty News Radio from TuneIn. And she'll just do it, Kurt.
That's amazing.
It's getting better by the day, not to mention we're live on the Roku channel as well, live and on demand. It looks like Mark Zuckerberg, though, is an upstart, too. He's got a stranger path to success, but he wants to replace some folks. We'll talk about the new media taking center stage.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, we're talking about Drudge is number two, passing Fox, CNN, just about everybody, and you got the deep state in MSN number one, you got DrudgeReport.com number two, you got the deep state insider mainstream gatekeeping media. They would pretend that they're new media. Microsoft would act like we're latecomers to the media, and it's all digital, and so it's new media taking center stage, but they lie. It's just the deep state realized where the industry was going, and they tried to jump ahead of the crowd. Well, they succeeded so far, Kurt, and DrudgeReport.com got it done, and now the battle's on. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to come down to a money game. The deep state, the big computer companies, they're going to just literally drive us into the ground based on money. So now, for example, Mark Zuckerberg, quote, Facebook can play a role that churches and Little League once filled. Kurt, he wants to be top dog.
Well, he does. And I mean, imagine saying, hey, we'll fill in for the churches.
Well, Kurt,
but anyway,
though that sounds to you preposterous,
yeah,
and I agree, however, that's literally what's happening, Kurt.
Yeah. This is a CNBC piece, by the way, and it says under the main headline that you just read, says Mark Zuckerberg wants Facebook groups to be as important to people's lives as their local community support groups. Facebook's AI or artificial intelligence, right, Sam? Software led to a 50% rise in people signing up for online groups. Zuckerberg praised the role played in society by Little League coaches and leaders of local religious congregations. Now, John Sheenal is the author of this, but I found it interesting, Sam, to see this, and then you know, I saw a kind of a companion Facebook story where it kind of goes with what Rush Limbaugh calls Facebook. He calls it fake book, where there were a whole bunch of not real Facebook people on, if you will. I'll try to find where I was reading that, but, you know.
Well, they have all kinds of Facebook and Twitter followers that are fake, Kurt.
Yeah, so I guess you could say, what's the real facts? You know, it's kind of tough to know.
You can't get the real facts. That's intentional.
Good point.
How are they going to make you believe that we're nobody and they're everybody if they release the facts, Kurt?
Well, it's a great...
See, all you got to do if you don't like Alex Jones in your Google is you just simply shut down Alex Jones's ads and you take away his money. Right? All you got to do, so Google and Facebook take 50% of the online revenue, Kurt, alone, those two companies, right?
Yep. It's a great
okay, and all I'm telling you is if Americans don't put their money where their mouth is, we don't stand a chance, Kurt. Sam Bushman just can't fund it all himself. It's not possible. Right?
Yes.
I mean, how am I going to get that
exactly
done?
Exactly right. Well, those big, deep pockets of yours, you know.
I'm just telling you.
It's really too.
And I don't mean to be rude, and I don't mean to be negative. But I am pointing out a fact. If Americans don't decide that it's important, then, hey, we're done. Look, Kurt, if you bring a rock concert in, they'll spend $40-$50 a ticket, no problem.
That's right. Or maybe like the local. We've got a big event coming up called the, what's it called, Stadium of Fire.
Yeah, big old fireworks display and rock concert.
Tickets are like $100 a piece or whatever.
Well, not if you get the nosebleed, Kurt, they're like $40.
Oh, are they? Okay. I'll make a point or make a note of that.
But your point's well taken that if you want a decent seat, they're $100. Well, whether it's $40 or $100 or more, you know, people don't have it. They don't even blink an eye spending that for their family, Kurt, or for a couple or whatever. But, buddy, if I ask them to put in $100 a month for Liberty, they're like, are you kidding me? What am I going to get for that, Sam? And I'm like, well, you're going to stand for America. And they're like, that's great. I do my best to stand for America. I wave the flag on the 4th. But I don't have the money in my budget for that, Sam.
Good point.
I say, well, why don't you buy an Echo Dot and listen to Liberty News Radio on it? You can even listen to the podcast, Liberty Roundtable, on there, Kurt. You can say, you know what? Alexa, play Liberty Roundtable from TuneIn, and she'll bust out and play the latest show. Again, only $50, and it does a ton for you. Plays music, does all kinds of things. But, Kurt, people won't do that. They're not interested.
Well, some will.
What they'll
say
is, Sam, you're just preaching to the choir.
The choir gets bigger.
Yes, it does. Because I used to not be part of the choir. But what I'm telling you, and I'm not trying to be negative, but I'm just saying, look, Americans don't put their money where their mouth is. So you got this lady that dials in last hour. Great lady, doing a phenomenal job. My goal is not to down her in any way, but she's like, hey, we are putting together this booth to educate people on the supreme law of our land. And we're printing, we need volunteers, we're doing all this stuff, this costs money. And, hey, she's like, we don't even have all the money to get this done yet, we're doing it on faith and a prayer.
And sounds I hope, like us.
Well, what's going to happen to her, Kurt, is that there's not going to be enough people to volunteer or get involved, and a few good, honest patriots are going to go broke and run themselves ragged is what's going to happen. And good for them on it. They'll be blessed for their efforts. I'm not downing them. Yeah. I do the same thing. I'm just telling you that's what's going to happen.
Good point.
And it's a sad tale to tell. But, you know, how are you going to change that?
You just keep appealing and hoping that you'll get the support that is needed.
And here's my response to that, Kurt. I am not responsible for the whole solution. I can't take the weight of the world on my shoulders. What I can do is what I have control of. I can do my part.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my part. And there's nothing that's going to deter me from my part.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Now, I don't bring this up to be negative. I bring this up, though, to say, patriots who are doing your best and feel discouraged, do not be discouraged. Do your very best and just say, hey, I've done my duty.
Yeah.
I well live my part, if you will. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We will promote God, family, and country. We will protect life, liberty, and property. That's what I'm doing. There's no stepping aside. There's no turning back. There's no giving up. Those are not options.
Good point.
And the real goal is to assess where we stand and to do a little more. Now, I can't control what everybody else does. They can go buy that whatever ticket for $100 and whatever. I can provide easier ways for people to listen. That I will do. I can provide a steady, stable talk show every day. That's what we do. I can, and so I'm not here to talk about I or me, but I am saying that's all I have control of, folks. And if I do it, and if you do it, we become we, not me. And then when we become we have, you know, the few. And the few, if enough people decide to do this, become the many. And from the power of one becomes this great synergistic reality where, you know what? The American Revolution was only 3% at best, many say. I want to be that 3%, folks. That's what I want to do. When it comes to the Lord's battles, you know, back historically in the Bible, hey, the Lord, they needed to get together an army. And the, some of the army leaders at the time, just mortal men like us, are like, hey, we got to get more and more people. And the Lord's like, no, you don't. Trust me. And they're like, what? Come on. No, you don't. Trust me. And the Lord whittled down the army, got less and less and less. He even had everybody go to the pond to get a drink.
Yep.
And some people didn't drink the right way. He's like, hey, let those people go. And they're like, what? Yep. We need more people, not less. And the Lord's like, trust me. So we take our page out of the best blueprints for liberty ever. God's law. God's word. And you know what? I'm not here to control how many people are in our ranks. I'm here to do my very best to get on my knees and pray hard. And then to work hard.
Yep.
And say, you know what? I've done what I can do, folks. It's enough. The Lord's pleased with and will prosper my efforts if I do what he asks me to do. He will do the same for you. And then it's not a me, it's a we thing. And then it's not a black thing or a white thing or a taller or a shorter or a fatter or a skinnier or a liberal or a conservative or a male or a female or a, any of those things. It's an American thing. And that's what we appeal towards. That's what we advocate for. And so I'm off Mark Zuckerberg's idea that he wants his virtual Facebook liberal, horrible organization to replace your town halls and your churches. I disagree completely. I'm not here to attack Mark Zuckerberg, but what I'm telling you is don't fall for the lie that somehow this digital platform into virtual reality and artificial intelligence will ever replace personal relationships and a true place to worship God. Don't fall for the lie.
That's a great point, Sam.
And I don't care which congregation you involve yourself in either.
And there's a related Breitbart.com piece, the one I was telling you about, that is so amazing to me. It goes right with this. It says, fake news, fake followers, Twitter audit reports, CNN has 17 million fake Twitter followers.
Now, remember, I've been the one saying that they lie, they lie, they lie. And Kurt and I have been saying that the numbers aren't real forever. And people always ask us, well, what are your numbers, Sam? And I just laugh at them and show them these stories and say, as soon as you tell me what their numbers are, I'll be glad to tell you what mine are. The difference is they pretend they know what theirs are. We candidly tell you we have no idea what ours are. By the way, nor do we care. Because we're doing our best for the right reasons. We're going to make the campsite better than we found it, as the Boy Scouts do. You want to help?
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell pulling the vote on the Republican health care plan, a vote likely would not be scheduled again until the Senate returns from the 4th of July holiday, but five Republicans publicly say they still cannot support the legislation. According to Senator Cruz, Republicans, quote, are actually close to an agreement, but there are some important differences remaining. If the legislation is changed to accommodate conservatives, McConnell may lose the support of moderates. Republicans will find a way to pass the health care bill and call it a repeal of Obamacare, even if the bill is largely the same and doesn't change very much. A Virginia man affiliated with the Democratic Party has been sentenced to up to 120 days in prison after pleading guilty. Andrew Spiles submitted 18 fraudulent voter registrations prior to the 2016 election. The initial crime was picked up by an employee at a registrar's office. The employee found that one of the forms had the name of a deceased father of a judge from the area. The false registrations had the names of dead people, incorrect middle names, and wrong birthdays. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low-delay, crystal-clear audio over the Internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Lucas Nolan is the mighty man with the pen. Lucas Nolan. He writes an absolute rebuke of the mainstream press and a reality check, to say the least. Headline, fake news, fake followers, Twitter audit report, CNN has 17 million fake Twitter followers. Now, the bottom line is this is a Twitter audit that Lucas for Breitbart is reporting on, so it's beyond debate. Right. But the mainstream press runs around, tells you how many followers, listeners, viewers, whatever they have. They lie. We've caught them lying for 25 years. We reject the gatekeeping media mafia. The new media has taken center stage. And everybody asks us all the time, what are your numbers? What are your numbers? And I just flat out tell you, we don't know. We have no way of knowing. We have so many ways to listen. For example, how many Echo Dots are out there? And how many people are saying to Alexa, Alexa, play Liberty News Radio from TuneIn? And how many people are listening that way? I have no idea. How many people are listening to the Roku, where there's 20-plus million Roku players out there now? How many people are listening to our stream at libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com? How many are listening to the AM and FM radio stations that are out there? How many are listening to the archives? How many are listening to anybody who decides to capture our stream and rebroadcast it? How many are listening to? I could go on and on and on, folks. I have no idea how many people are listening. What I know is that Donald Trump Jr. thought it was important enough on Super Tuesday to join us on Liberty Roundtable Live. I know that. What I know is that some of the biggest movers and shakers that were Trump surrogates joined us regularly last year on Liberty Roundtable Live. What I know is I was one of the top 250 talkers in the nation, according to Talkers Magazine. What I know is we broadcasted live from the center of the Republican National Convention. I'm telling you, we had center stage there. We had one of the best central booths of anybody. And CNN literally was right across from us. In fact, CNN fed us. They were very kind to us. We literally sat in the CNN booth. I as kind of sat at the news anchor desk and got my photo taken. And the news anchor guys brought us water. Now, I'm not saying they were carrying my water. That would be a twist of reality. But they were very kind to us. And so, you know what? I'm not telling you we're more important than anybody else, but to pretend that we don't have a significant seat in the media, to suggest that would be a lie. We've forced the New York Times. We have forced Politico. We have forced Media Matters and others to admit that they lied about us. Okay? We've been at some of the top places in the media for literally 25 years, and we started out by hearing some radio programs and saying, you know what? We think this is incredible if this is true. We researched, it was true, it's incredible, and we've been working on getting involved in helping the new media take center stage ever since. Kurt, a couple more tidbits on this, but the bottom line is they have fake followers. Now they got caught at it. Now what do they have to say for all their numbers? And not only does it put egg on the mainstream press, but what about the media organizations such as, who are those people that have those fake diaries out? Nielsen ratings, and what's the other one?
Yeah, that's right. I don't remember. I know there's these different polls and things like that.
But they lie, you know, now. What do they have to say for themselves? Their whole credibility is in crisis right now, Kurt.
Well, that's what I think. Especially, see, like, here's the big thing.
Oh,
though,
the other one's called Arbitron, just so you know.
Yeah, that's right. Good point. But there, how many people are going to know this report even exists, the one that we're just talking about, you know, from
Well, not many, because like I told you, there's not enough people that even know that we exist, and we don't have enough money to make sure that we take center stage, and so nobody will know.
Well, I mean...
Except for the few. The elite.
Yeah, there will be those ones who learn and who question, what they've been
And there'll
told.
Be more and more and more of those every single day by the grace of God, Kurt.
That's right. And like this Breitbart piece says, these fake news, fake followers, and, this report that says CNN has 17 million fake Twitter followers. That means they don't have 17 million that they say they do. So then you got to, and that's, by the way, they say 48%.
And let me stop you there for a minute, though. By the way, how many of those followers have come because they thought, oh, this is a huge thing, I got to follow it? How many of those followers did it because they
good
really
point.
Thought it was a good idea or just thought it was the popular thing to do? In other words, how many of those followers may be real people, but yet not real followers in the real sense, if you will?
That's a great point.
In other words, people have to literally seek us out by choice. That doesn't happen to these big organizations. It's an example. When you roll out a new talk show host on 500 new radio stations, and then they say, man, we got this many listeners. Well, no dir. What else are they going to listen to? You're in every market. How are people not going to listen unless they intentionally turn off their radio? What I mean is you create your own narrative and your own default success, so to speak.
Yes. That's exactly right. And according to this article, according to Twitter audit, the site determines the quality and score of real and fake followers by taking a sample of up to 5,000 or more if you subscribe to Pro.
Well, let me stop you there for a second. When they do a sample, it means they don't really know either, Kurt. So even the folks are questioning the numbers now don't have real numbers, blatantly admitted right there. So now the number questioners don't have real numbers, and the real numbers, the people don't have the real numbers, and the questioners don't have the real numbers either, and they all admit it, Kurt.
That's right. It says Twitter followers for a user and calculates a score for each follower. This score is based on number of tweets, date of the last tweet, and ratio of followers to friends. Twitter audit states that these results are not definitive, just like you just said, Sam.
Say that again.
But Twitter audit states that these results are not definitive.
Now, if the auditors can't get definitive numbers, can the people that claim the numbers have definitive numbers, ladies and gentlemen? Let me just ask you that fundamental reality question.
Good point.
Not a chance on earth that the auditors would have the scoop, and they blatantly admit they don't.
Yep, and then they say, but they do provide insight into whether or not a Twitter account gained followers through illegitimate means. Quote, we use these scores to determine whether any given user is real or fake. Of course, this scoring method is not perfect, but it is a good way to tell if someone with lots of followers is likely to have increased their follower count by inorganic, fraudulent, or dishonest means.
So now we're talking about vote fraud versus unintentional fake numbers or patent, and now you're getting into intent here. Our goal is not to go there. What our goal is to say is when they tell you that they have all these numbers and everybody asks me for numbers, I want to have somebody advertise on our radio network for, say, $500 a month. Sam, what are your numbers? Bring me your number. And I just tell them flat out, I'm honest. And we don't have numbers. I don't know. You know what? You either support our cause and believe in our agenda and our message and decide that you're going to spend the money there, or you don't.
That's right.
It's that simple. And I hope to make it profitable for you. But in my mind, the profitability isn't whether I can bring you 50,000 people to make a sale. Our profitability is in what we do. In other words, I'm investing heavily in this educational campaign or this American renaissance of bringing back Americans to God, family, and country, and life, liberty, and property. That's my investment. And I'm not saying how much money you're going to give me on the back end. Anybody in their right mind would put $1 million in if they get five back.
Right.
Even our biggest enemies would do that. I bet I could get George Soros to put a bunch of money into our broadcast network if I could guarantee him five times return or something. But what good is that? So the question is, are you for real? Fake news, fake followers, they're everywhere. CNN's not the only one guilty. My whole He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules presentation talked about these talk show hosts, Rush Limbaugh, Glenn Beck, and others. They have fake callers that come on the air and debate sides of issues. And they literally make our side of an issue oftentimes look like a bunch of idiots, like they're retards. And they do all this on purpose. They have a complete agenda. They have fake callers, fake followers, fake news. And they've been caught at it multiple times, Kurt. This isn't like the first time or the only time.
Right.
CNN has had to retract four times in the last month. And three people have literally quit from their organization. All right. By the way, your favorite buddy, ex-rep Jason Chapeth, Kurt.
Oh, yeah.
This guy literally signed in on now at Fox. So he got a golden parachute, left Congress, went to Fox. See, this is an example where somebody would say, well, Sam, Jason Chapeth is much more popular than you are. Well, yeah, because he gets a free gig with Fox coming out of Congress. You think I've got that protected insider status of the revolving door at my back? See the wind in your sails, in other words, hey, the wind's at your back, Jason. For Sam, it's like, hey, I got to climb the mountain, buddy, with, you know, both my arms tied behind my back, to borrow a phrase from Rush Limbaugh. So that's what we're dealing with. Now, Jason doesn't even think congressmen and senators get a fair enough deal, Kurt. He made $200,000 a year at the House. And got all kinds of perks, but there wasn't enough perks for him there. I make a quarter of that, by the way, folks, and I don't have any perks. But to make a long story short, Jason now, obviously, now that he's at Fox, is willing to speak out. Jason says that congressmen should get $30,000 a year just for rent. Hmm. You know, he had to sleep on his cot in his congressional office because he was too broke, Kurt. Poor old Jason. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. That's all fake news too, isn't it?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So, Kurt, you got a guy like Jason Chapin paid $200,000 a year. He leaves Congress early to create insider track status for the next guy coming up. That's part of the Republican and Democratic games. And then he gets a revolving door straight to Fox. I don't know how much he's getting paid, but the guy's going from riches to riches, so to speak. And then he literally, as he goes to Fox, says, golly, you know, I don't make enough money as a congressman. I think congressmen should get $30,000 a year just to pay rent in D.C. because I had to sleep on my cot. And the guy's poor mouthing it as the revolving door sends him to Fox.
I think he was already saying, Sam, in the one story I read, that they were given $2,500 a month housing allowance. They said that's to defray the costs of living in Washington, one of the nation's more expensive cities. So, you know, that's in addition to the $174,000 a year. And now there's a few other perks, you know, for example, free food, free rides, at least in my opinion. There's a lot of contributions and that kind of thing. But, you know, it's true he didn't say how much he was going to be paid. And he did say, you know, according to the article I read, Chaffetz declined to say how much Fox News would pay him. He acknowledged it was an attractive enough paycheck that he wouldn't need a housing allowance. You know,
so like I say, he goes also, from basically $175,000 a year plus, again, you know, all the perks for housing, and there's so many perks in Congress. It's not, I mean, you get free haircuts at the congressional, you know, salon. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. Okay, now he's leaving that. Now it's so lucrative that he doesn't even need a housing allowance, for heck's sakes, Kurt.
And the Salt Lake Tribune article says, beyond the Fox News gig, Chaffetz says he plans to join some corporate boards. On the speaker
circuit. Because that ought to
bring
in some more money, too. See, the guy's just basically literally dovetailed his congressman's position into big money now. As he boosts his name and his profile, he'll be back, maybe to run as a senator, maybe to run for a governorship. The guy's not gone from politics. All this is about is the revolving door to escalate his name to greater heights and greater name recognition for whatever the agenda is next, Kurt. Write it down and remember who told you so.
At least he said personally in here that he plans to go on, plans to join some corporate boards, go on the speaker circuit, launch a consulting business aimed at, get this part, helping tech companies navigate Washington and write a book. So did he say he was going to be a lobbyist?
Read it. Depends on how you define lobbyist, Kurt.
Help navigate Washington? That's what that means. He says he has
He's
a
also admitting
offer,
how complicated offer. And how difficult Washington is to navigate in his statements as well.
That's right. He says he has a verbal offer from a publishing house and that the book will be informed by his time as, I don't understand that, but anyway, his time as chairman of the House Oversight and Reform
Committee. In other words, his leadership position that gets him paid more money, Kurt.
Yeah, it's not a tell-all book, he says, about the halls of Congress.
Heck no, he wouldn't tell-all or he'd go to jail.
Yeah, but I would. I will write about the deep state and the bureaucracy. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
Jason, were you
that.
Part of the deep state? And why would Fox just take you on? Do you have is he a newscaster experienced guy, Kurt? If I were to apply for that job and Jason were to apply for that job, who has credentials to take that job, Kurt?
Yeah, because of the your position as a news reporter and his position as a congressman. But, you know, that's what they want. It says the book will be out hopefully in late 2018.
So he's writing a book. That'll create more revenue. The guy's getting rich. Everybody that goes to Congress ends up getting rich, Kurt.
Yeah. He said that he won't hold anything back on the air and that he won't refrain from criticizing Trump or the Republican Party. He said, I've been pretty candid in calling out my party already. I asked Fox News what they wanted, and they said, just be yourself.
That's a lie because they'll tell him not to pray just like they did Glenn Beck. And if he prays and talks about God, they'll shut him down so fast his head will spin. Jason, you have no idea the velvet hammer, my friend, and you'll either cave to it or you'll leave.
Yeah,
you have no idea what you're even talking about.
That he had approached Fox News and another TV network who wouldn't who he wouldn't name about appearing as a pundit, but Fox News came back with a better deal. How much? He declined to say, and free from congressional requirements, he won't have to disclose it. They were very nice to me, he said. I can't disclose that, nor do I want to. His resignation is effective Friday at 8 a.m.
Is a disgrace in the first place. You betrayed the people that elected you, Jason. I'm disappointed in you. You should have finished your term, my friend. If you had an illness or some legitimate reason that you couldn't, I would be understanding. But when you leave early to get an insider in there so that now we got an incumbent running for the next election and you jump to Fox for a big paycheck, what a disgrace, ladies and gentlemen. If he's going to be candid, I'll be candid as well. I'm not here to attack Jason, but I am here to call out what's being done. It's wrong. Condoleezza Rice gets it right for once, Kurt.
And by the way, you're right. He did say a congressman should get about $300K a year. So we're just not paying them enough. You know what I mean? But you're right. Condoleezza Rice is in the news. She went and hung out with the president. And CNBC reported this. She says that Trump stands for American values and he seeks to act in the best interest of the U.S. She says that President Trump may sound different than other presidents, but he puts the nation first. Condoleezza Rice was Secretary of State, in my opinion, a lot better one than Hillary. Rice expects Trump to forge alliances around the world and with Democrats at home.
Anyway,
Russia,
I hope she's correct.
In the context of the election meddling, needs to be viewed as a hostile power, Rice says. But I think she might be deceived by it.
Well, I agree that, the mainstream all these media. Powers of government are hostile, including our own, unfortunately.
Good point.
All right, there's two more stories before the end of the hour that I've got to get to. Do you want the good news or the bad news first, Kurt? How about bad news, then we'll finish on good news. Is that a good idea?
Sure.
All right. Bad news. U.S. nuclear plant got hacked, Kurt.
Oh.
Experts say it's not really a big problem, though, writes Andrew Follett. Now, how can they say
so that's the good
a plant
news?
Getting hacked is not a problem? Because they say it didn't really affect the infrastructure, but it's just not good news that it got hacked. And my response is, we've had on Tim Starks and other security experts who have talked about this, telling you it's a problem. Where's the mainstream press, Kurt? They're not talking about it at all. It's a massive blackout cover-up on that. No, that's not the good news. The good news is this story. The Bible is welcome again in Kentucky public schools. Kentucky Governor Matt Bevin just approved legislation on Tuesday that authorizes the teachings of Bible courses in the schools in Kentucky. Now, Kurt's got a better plan. We don't need Governor Bevin to tell us. All you got to do is bring your Bible to school, and if enough people did it, they couldn't stop it. Civil disobedience at that level is awesome. Kurt's right, spot on. But I appreciate Governor Bevin. He was newly elected, relatively speaking, well-known conservative, and he literally signed legislation. Now you can literally have biblical education in the Kentucky schools, Kurt. And the conservatives are now asking, why don't we roll this out nationwide? And my response is, amen, should have done it years ago. And I commend them for this, Kurt. Not because we have to have permission from the governor. That's the part that you don't want to be deceived on. At the same time, I commend the governor and the state legislature of Kentucky for getting this done, Kurt. It's a start, and it's a good one at that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't even know how to say how cool that is,
But people might learn some principles of morality, and they might learn to turn to God and realize they have a great godly heritage as sons and daughters of God, biblically speaking, and they might decide that the Ten Commandments would be great governing creed or governing values in their lives, and they might realize that if they obey those guidelines, then blessings can come, and they might turn to their God as the author of their liberty, and they might learn if they turn to Him, He'll heal their land, and we might learn all these incredible principles that can make America great again. Kurt, it's phenomenal.
Wow.
Isn't that just fantastic? So while Jason's running around telling you Congress doesn't make enough money and jumping into the arms of Fox for a massive paycheck and becoming a lobbyist, the folks in Kentucky are letting people turn to the Bible.
Cool. Very cool.
I'm digging it, man. I think that's cool news. I really like that. You want to know the better news?
Sure.
Every day there's more ways to listen to Liberty Roundtable Live on LibertyNewsRadio.com. It's cheaper and easier every day. Whether you listen via our unlimited listen lines, turn any phone into a radio, 712-432-5339. Whether you're listening on your Roku player, a $60 device that literally can plug into your TV and watch all kinds of TV shows, you can look for the Liberty News Radio channel there and listen to live and on-demand radio free on your Roku player. There's 20-plus million players out there. You can also listen on your Echo devices as cheap as the Echo Dot for $50. You can listen to Liberty Roundtable Live and Liberty News Radio via that device. You can listen online with your phone at libertyroundtable.com. Listen to the archives and the live streams at libertynewsradio.com. The ways to listen are becoming easier and better by the second as we do our best to take center stage. And we just need people's support, though, financially. This isn't cheap to do. And we need financial support because I just can't do it alone. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and our other award-winning news site, LibertyNewsDaily.com. You check out the headlines on Liberty News Daily and sign up to have them delivered to your inbox today. There's just tremendous stuff we're doing. We're doing it on a shoestring, folks, budget. But we need your financial support because I'm telling you, it's expensive. You can't get on the air. It's inexpensively. It's just not. Now, I know people call me up every day and say, Sam, we can do this for almost nothing. And my response is, I challenge that suggestion. It isn't true. And they say, well, Sam, I can do this and this and this. And my response is, well, how much is your time worth for 5 or 10 hours a day? If you're independently wealthy, then I get that you can volunteer your time. But if you're like me and you have a family of 8 children and no retirement to speak of, then you kind of go, I'm not begging for money, but I am saying I can't just run around and I can generate hobby time for free when everybody else goes golfing. Sam can work on Liberty News Radio. But I can't generate enough of my time for free because I can't support my family if I do that. And so there's a balance here, folks. And we need support in every way we can get it, including financial. The new media is taking center stage. I think we've documented that over the last 25 years till the cows come home.
Yeah.
The sad part is the cows aren't coming home because there's not enough money. They're getting slaughtered by our enemies. But we shall keep on keeping on. We will make America great again. We will defend the greatest nation on the face of the earth, and we'll do it peacefully. We will not preach doom and gloom for America. We will preach the solutions every day, every time, everywhere we go. Public speeches on the radio. While Jason Chapin is going to get paid for his big speeches, we'll speak for free on the supreme law of the land and the solutions to make America great. We won't even charge any money. We'll speak for free. However, we might ask for some help getting there if we can't afford the travel or something. But other than that, we're here to protect the sacred cause of liberty. This nation shall endure.